Jump around cause you're feeling happy and wave your hand up in the party and want even know some house money ready and put the microphone in and we're feeling sexy and what if I girls you know them love mousy and shot me shot cause you know me.
You still find it a bit weird hearing yourself?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
it's awkward
as fuck.
Your voice sounds weird when you hear it yourself.
Yeah. Some records a video, or something, you hear
yeah,
it.
Get rid of that quick.
Yeah, you're lucky you're not editing the podcast, you edit the podcast, so I have to hear myself.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god.
And as well, when you do raise, I do raise as well. I'm not going to lie, it's shy, but that's the best I could do for now.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to do videos later on, visuals and all, but we just don't have the money for it. It's just the money that's the problem.
That, you know what I mean? That all comes along.
Yeah. And as well, I'm going on holidays on Sunday, this Sunday, and I won't be back till July. Egypt.
Lovely.
Yeah, going to see the family,
yeah? Yeah.
See the family. I'm going to stay there for 4 weeks, and then I'll be back mid-July. So, I'm not going to work on anything like that.
Yeah.
And my job, I work with a company. I quit the site around end of April, May. I quit the site I worked on, but I'm still with the company.
And
I asked them since April, just before I quit, if there's anywhere else I could work at, any sites, find a site for me. It's June now and I still haven't got
nothing,
a site.
No.
And I asked them, like, I need a job.
Do you know what I mean?
If I get a job, then I'll be able to able to pay for visuals and actually, like, keep going
forward and move on.
This is the best we could do so far.
The studio's first though, innit?
It's actually late. And as well, my hiring manager, she told me there won't be a job for you till September.
Serious?
Yeah, because that's when the site's open, because I work in a school. I clean the secondary school.
So
I have to wait till September for schools to reopen and then I could get working again. But I also have college as well, so that's
really
going to be tough as well.
No, that's hard to mix in then, isn't it?
Yeah, I was doing the podcast, I was in college, and I was doing a walk at the
flat
same time.
Flat to the mat.
It was great. So I was balancing them all. To be honest, they're not as bad as I thought it would be. Yeah, it was tough, don't get me wrong, but I actually enjoyed it because I was active, I was busy.
Because
I just hate inactivity. I just hate doing nothing.
I'm like that as well. Just sitting around doing nothing all day.
Yeah, and just the dark thoughts get through your head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just you think fucking bad shit.
You overthink the bits.
Yeah, exactly. You just overthink things, you read into things too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And that's when I'm busy, when I'm doing something, I'm not thinking
about it.
I'm just thinking about the task.
I'm the same.
It is a bit tough balancing them out, but I enjoyed it overall.
Yeah.
I enjoyed balancing them out. I didn't enjoy the job necessarily. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I was miserable there. That's why I quit. But overall, just being busy.
Yeah. And then when you're finally sitting down, you're not like overthinking, do you know what I mean? You're like just chilling out because you've been in work all day.
You're too tired.
You can actually enjoy your relaxation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're too tired to think.
Yeah.
And as well, the feel good chemicals as well, the endorphins and all.
Yeah.
Because you're actually working out, because my job is labour, intensive labour.
Yeah,
so I'm literally
like
working
you're
out.
Up and about,
I'm very, very active, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as well, gym as well.
Yeah.
Gym's nice.
Can't say the same about that now here. Let's.
Yeah, I can see. Oh, stop. Oh, it was the same
for years, man. Yeah.
Nah, I need to get
same.
Into it, bro. I just can't find a way around it. You know what I mean?
Gym was going to save your life.
Even just walking out 2 or 3 days a week.
Nah, like I play ball now. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, but then you're active. Yeah.
You're active. You're doing stuff. You're exercising.
Are you actually playing for someone or just.
Nah, not yet, but like, I'm going back that one August.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, what team?
I left for 6 years. I left for 6 years. I only got back in this season.
Really?
Though,
yeah.
Man.
Who are you playing for?
Fairview Celtic.
Fairview.
Won the treble this year. Won the
treble?
League.
Didn't lose.
We drawed one game in the league. Didn't lose any.
Really?
The cup went all the way, obviously, and then we won the shield at the end of the season.
Serious?
Yeah.
Treble.
And that's 6 years out now. Obviously, not a regular starter. Do you know what I mean?
What position did you play?
Playing left or right wing.
Really?
I was sent to half for 6 years.
Yeah, really? And then you went back to the wing. That's what I'm like.
I don't know what position to play now. The last six months of my last team, when I quit, when I was 19, where did I play? I was playing centre half for them, but the last fucking last 6 months, then I played on the wing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the pace. When you have pace, you know,
you can go by people.
I was just wasted playing centre half with that sort of pace.
Obviously, 100%.
I went down there, played centre half first game pre season. Nah, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Not going back into centre half. So I was just playing on the wing now the whole season. You know what I mean?
How
did you find a position change?
It's hard. It's really hard. It's not even that. You know what it is as well? Being out of football for 6 years and thinking, like, obviously being a decent footballer, I wouldn't say a blade unbelievable, but decent baller that can do a job. 6 years out and going back to it, everything is different. Literally
100%.
Everything. Like, I was playing junior football and then going into senior football, you know what I mean? It's all different. Your awareness, you have to get your awareness.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, they're
your
all, confidence they're has all to come back.
As well, you're playing with men as well.
Yeah, that's what it is. Players that have been playing since they're like 12, 13, 14. Yeah. I played from, 15 to 19, 4 years, and then left for 6, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm coming back trying to get me confidence, me awareness, everything's all over the shop. Like, there's certain things when you're running in on goal. Years ago, I didn't know exactly what I'm going to do next, but now I'm thinking too much. Yeah. You know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Your reading of the game.
What do I do now? You know what I mean? Do I go across him? Do I go near post? What do I do? And then you fuck it up in the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's hard, yeah.
It's just your reading of the game is just a bit. Yeah.
Well, I got my confidence back towards the end of the season, so I can't wait to get going again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When's the season start back? August, September, isn't it?
Yeah, August, September. I'd say your pre season will come back July.
Yeah,
end of July, you know what I mean? Just give us a few weeks beforehand.
Yeah, literally. You just won the treble. Mm. Celebrating
it. Yeah, we still went on our medals and all. We didn't even get medals for the medals. Lads, I swear to God,
didn't even get a medal.
We played up in Home Farm against Glenmalure. And he done the presentation for the trophy and all, right? But he called that team up, they were at the losing. So I was like, they obviously called them up, giving them the silver medals, giving them something.
Yeah.
Gonna go off. We're all standing there and he made them stand there while we took the trophy and celebrated. Now we have medals on it. The losing teams, the league made the losing teams stand there and watch us celebrate lifting the
trophy. We'd walk off.
Oh, I wouldn't have stood there. Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
If I was on the losing team, straight to the dressing room, get my clothes on and fucking off.
Yeah, exactly. off to the pub.
We have the awards night on the 4th of July, you know what I mean?
We'll actually get
our medals and
that'd
our fucking trophies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But then no medals for the league. We didn't even get the league title. They had to do a presentation out having a lunch or a dinner whatever it was, with the chairman of the club, manager, captain, and then a few players if they wanted to go. Went out and got the trophy handed. You know what I mean?
Really?
You didn't even get it. When you win the league, you want to hand it to
you. You want everything there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's proper celebration in the moment. You're having to wait and it just dies out a bit. You know what I mean?
It's like VAR, isn't it? Mm. When you celebrate
a goal,
you're in the moment. VAR just ruins it. And then if the goal's allowed, if the goal still stands, it's not the same. You're like, cool. You're not like, yes, get in there.
Yeah.
Completely different things.
100%.
Yeah. Are you talking about celebrating a treble? I've been celebrating hard, boys.
Yeah.
I've been celebrating getting relegated as well. Yeah.
Have you supported Leeds your whole life?
Yeah. Literally since I'm a kid. Yeah.
Is there a reason for it or just?
Back when he was about my age. Yeah. What were they doing? Champions League and all. Mm. When I was fucking poor gamer in the AFL 1, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Different times.
Yeah, 100%. That's a lot. Now a few Leeds fans and it's all true. Fathers.
Now when we got promoted, I'll tell you one thing. No celebration like it, you know what I mean?
Just 100%. I'd say so, I'd say it's mental,
100%. Oh, yeah. That promotion was little, the celebration.
From yous getting up and being down for so long, it's literally like us winning one of the big trophies.
There's
not
even
fans
in the stadium and everybody knew about it, you know what I mean?
To be honest, that's the worst part. The fans wanted
that's like us with the league.
To be honest, under Lloyd Liverpool,
Do you imagine that? So, like, we had 700,000 out supporting the two cups. Can you imagine we celebrated the Premier League?
Yeah, 100%.
It was still mad, the celebration, seeing the fans outside.
Oh, yeah, it was unreal.
That's what
Leeds
was like.
He's
done as well,
Yeah.
It's deadly, yeah. Shows the sports are good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, can't say the same about City.
Nah, the trophy celebrations look good for City.
It was mad.
There was people lying though, like saying there was no fans there.
Did you see that fan zone though? Did you not see the videos of that fan zone?
Nah, that's fake. That's fake.
Because we seen one at 1 o'clock in the day in Manchester, and I knew it wasn't like prime time when they're going around with the trophies. And then I seen the other one when the trophy's actually there, and it was flooded.
You're seeing a clip of the fan zones over wherever the Prague guy was. It Prague. Was it over in Prague? Istanbul?
What was about Champions League?
Istanbul.
The fan zone, I showed the Inter Milan fan zone compared to the City.
Yeah,
fan
Inter Milan has mad
fans. The City
fans
one was,
City's won
fake.
One.
The to be honest, it was a bit earlier. It was early. Do you know what I mean? The majority of fans didn't show up.
Not that it's empty. I'm not saying it's empty. I'm talking about
the
celebration itself. When the final whistle went, about six of them got up off the chair and everyone else was just, hey. Come on.
That was a joke. Yeah. Let me find a picture of the bus parade. That's fucking mad, isn't it, bro?
No, it is. It's good.
It's actually mad. 200,000 fans. I know people slag us off for having no fans.
It's not
and
that
shit
much,
like that.
Though, is it, compared to like.
To Liverpool, 500,000. I know that, but still, it's a crazy
tournament.
It is a good tournament.
And listen, all the young people growing up now are going to be City fans.
Yeah,
it's just a fact. You're growing up, say, for instance, you're 10. and watching them winning everything with all the best players in the world. That's my team. You know what I mean?
That's what Mourinho would have done. He didn't have anyone to support. Leeds were winning Leeds at the time. He chose a team. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So he chose Leeds.
Doherty Leeds. Who was the manager? Who was their best? Don Revy was manager. Yeah, Leeds were little at the time.
Yeah. Back in the day. Yeah. Billy Bremner and all. Oh, he wasn't even alive, but heard stories. You know what I mean?
Same with Liverpool in the 70s, innit? Dominated fucking English football.
Maybe that's who you are.
I don't understand
Liverpool.
It because it wasn't around.
Kenny Dalglish,
man,
was it?
Yeah. Winning everything every single year without fail.
Football seemed better back then, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I think I was lucky enough, you know, to come around to him and City were winning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't support him because they were winning shit. I started supporting them before it. Not long before it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A couple of months before the FA Cup.
City's like a fresh team. Like at that time though, City's like a fresh team to support. All your mates support United and Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? Like
it was different.
Yeah, that's
what I mean. Yeah, like that's what I done with Liverpool. So I was a United fan, not by choice now.
What?
But yeah.
Oh god!
Oh, you can't do that. Everyone knows this.
Glory hunter. Plastic fan.
How could I go when Liverpool were losing at the time? How was that glory hunting if Liverpool were the losing side at the time? United were winning everything. So I was obviously putting United jerseys like growing up, you know what I mean? Because my whole family are United fans. So growing up until 9 and 10, I'd say I was still a United fan, like putting all the United kits, everything. But United were winning, so nobody can turn around to me and say, oh, you only went with Liverpool because they were winning. We were mediocre. There was no good players on the team other than Steven Gerrard when I started supporting them. And it was only for my uncle Tardens died, right? And he was in a Liverpool kit. So recognise the crest.
And you remember on
Sky Sports, you used to have the crests in the on the scoreboard.
So
you'd have like United and you'd have the Liverpool crest. So a few years after that, then I was watching a match. It was only a bleeding child, like, and I was seeing the crest, and I was like, "That's my team. That's my team." My dad was like, "Nah, that's your team, Bill.
We know you."
I was like, "No, that's it. That's it." Now a week later, my dad went down and got me the Liverpool yoke. He was like, "Look, you can show us. It's down to you. You know what I mean?"
Yeah.
So that's when I made my choice. But nobody can say, "Oh, you only supporting them because you were winning. They weren't winning nothing."
Genuinely,
they weren't. Yeah. What were Liverpool when I was 10, 16 years ago? What were Liverpool?
Was that season they finished 8th or something? Was it?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We had nothing. Then we got Torres and got close and nothing.
Yeah.
So I followed them the whole time. It was mediocre. It was never down to who was the better.
What about the Champions League?
It was the year of the Istanbul.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. So 16, 2004, wasn't it? Yeah.
Alpha,
it would have been close enough to the year they won the Champions League. Like, that's the year Tardens died anyway, is when Liverpool won Champions League, the comeback. Yeah. It was that year, do you know what I mean?
Really,
so he died, when they were 3-0 down, they were 3-0 up. Since then, know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
That's where I started supporting them. Now, it was all down to Tardens. Now, everyone knows that from Blade talking about it before, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Tardens' story so big, like.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I came with Liverpool.
One of them ones.
It's actually my sentimental.
It is, you know what I mean? But that's the truth. Like, I didn't make that up, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's the God honest truth. Like, I'd still be a United fan if not for that.
That change
when I seen him in his Liverpool kit. I was like, that's my team now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
And another thing is, like,
it wasn't worth going to school and getting abused every single day. Going into school on a Monday morning, that's actually the point I was trying to get to with so many United fans. My whole classroom, bar me teacher, was all United fans. He was a Liverpool fan. So
I felt Leeds, like, no one even knew Leeds was.
Going into school on a Monday morning, getting abuse all day. You know what I mean? Liverpool had to get hammered 4-0. United had to win the Premier League.
Yeah.
It was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
I wouldn't say it's the same. Like, I never supported a team before City. City was my first club, and it's my only club.
Yeah.
But how I started supporting them, my dad's a United fan as well. My dad supports United. And I never really liked United in the first place. I never liked them. But what got me to support United... Not United, sorry, City.
No, dark secrets coming out today.
I never liked United. I always hated United. I don't know why. It's just something in me. It's like, I never liked United. My dad tried to get me to support United. I was like, nah, something about them I don't like. Obviously, refereeing, cheating scumbags and all.
All the other stuff as well.
We won't get into it, right? I was like, you know what, I'm going to support either City or Liverpool. And similar to you, I didn't want to be a glory hunter, right? So I watched City Liverpool.
Fuck that, because if I had a choice with City and they were still winning, when I decided I'd strike the City. I guarantee you, bro, the whole next generation are going to be City fans.
Oh, true, yeah.
100%.
Right, I'll tell you the story. So I watched City Liverpool. That was 2010, 2011, the year we won the FA Cup. We played Liverpool at Anfield, and I said, whoever loses that game, so I don't look like a glory hunter.
They're going to support.
I'm going to support them. City ended up losing 3-0. Andy Carroll scored twice. Kilt scored the other goal. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go support City. And that's what happened. I just got
lucky.
That's
how bad we were, though. Andy Carroll was their record signing for years.
Andy Carroll, years.
And that's how bad we were as well.
10 years, Andy Carroll was their record signing.
Yeah.
And people choice hate me. Went for glory. Come on.
And that's how bad we are as well. Andy Carroll scored twice against us.
Yeah.
You know what
he
I mean?
Awful. Awful football player.
Yeah, horrible. It's just the injuries, you know what I mean? Yeah. The injuries ruined him. Maybe he could have been signed if it weren't for the injuries, because he was tops at Newcastle before he signed for Liverpool.
Yeah. As soon as he signed for Liverpool, though, everything went downhill, didn't he?
Yeah, the pressure, the injuries, all that just went down here, Yeah, but anyway, I think we talked too much about football.
Yeah, move on from the football. So we have a DJ in the house, for fuck's sake.
Don't worry, boys, I love the football.
Yeah. Makes it a lot more comfortable, though, doesn't it? You know that you can talk about football all day.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, it's just like trying to get us comfortable in the conversation. Get
the
flow.
You don't want it to feel like an interview. I always say it, don't you? Don't want it to feel like an interview. Yeah, it's a conversation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm still working on. I do want to ask you questions and all, but I'm trying not to make it look like an interview.
That's what I'm struggling with right now.
So I'm a bit stuck. Do you know what I mean?
I'm a bit stuck on that.
But anyway, I hope you don't mind me asking, because you told me on Instagram, don't mention the name of the podcast, will you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You say something about this podcast came up to you and asks you mad questions. What's the story with that?
Nah, they just started asking me mad questions and I wasn't answering them. So when I went home, I texted them, I was like, don't put that anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I'll say, but it was just bad. It was unprofessional.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we do want to call people out, do you know what I mean? Like, we can criticise people, but we want to make our guests comfortable as well.
Yeah, and I'm not into all the calling out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think that's wrong what they did.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, they're supposed to make it comfortable and all, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they didn't.
Yeah.
So that's wrong for their part.
That was the first episode as well, I think, so.
That first episode?
Yeah, didn't do another episode, like.
Oh, you don't understand.
The end of the podcast,
I understand why, because they're only new. That's their first thing, so they don't know how to approach things.
And did they ask you, like, beforehand, did they ask you what you wanted to be asked?
It was kind of like this. We were just talking and then you just go in and then, do you know what I mean? Like, just ask
stupid questions.
Yeah.
See, that's another thing. Like, you have to make sure if you are going on a podcast, the certain things you don't want to talk about, put that there.
Yeah, that's what I bailed him after. Do you know what I mean? I was just making sure. I don't
have a question. We're not going to ask them questions, to be honest. I never even knew about these things.
Yeah,
I literally never knew about it. I done my research on you, but I never knew these things until you told me. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I was never planning on asking you.
Yeah, no,
like,
just making sure, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying to you. But always make sure. You're the one doing a favour going on the podcast in the first place. Make sure you're going to be comfortable. 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
That's our job. One of our main jobs is to make you comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of our main jobs. And ask you questions.
Ask professional questions and all that. Yeah.
And challenge as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Challenge as well. Give you tough questions and all. But not think about kind of it. Things.
That's all. Do you know what I mean? Just make you think of your answer rather than bad vein or anything like that.
And maybe criticise you when you need to be criticised. But again, what they done wasn't
no need
really criticism.
For that either, though,
it's abuse.
Know what I mean?
It's not abuse.
Just stupid questions trying to catch me out. Do you know what I mean? Catch me on stupid things. Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to judge them or that. And maybe they're throwing a bit too hard.
You get me?
And if there's one advice I could give to them, just be yourself. Don't throw it too hard. Because that's the big thing. I know we all want to be different. We all want to ask our own questions.
Yeah.
But there's a way about it, lads.
I think they just thought, like, oh, they have a DJ in the podcast. Like, they must all do these things. You know what I mean? That's why they start asking them questions.
To be honest, maybe some DJs do it. I'm not going
to
judge
them.
I don't know.
What do I know for sure?
It's definitely DJs do it sober. There's no way you do 100%. It gargles, you know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah, because you have to be tunnel vision, you know what I mean?
Because
there's so many yokes.
See, most of us nowadays, like, think about it, like, we're booked every weekend, like, a night out is, like, we go festivals and all, do you know what I mean? But, like for example, we're in the Sound House tonight, I guarantee you everyone in that lineup is just going in, doing their set and going home after, do you know what I mean? It's not even sick of it, like,
it's
we're
work.
Grateful for the promoters,
no,
we
course,
love all the clubs,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But, like, it's just,
sense,
it is work, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it works, you know what I mean? Like, just in and out.
Yeah, and if you are to treat it as a night out every week, you'd be in bits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, if it's one of your mate's birthdays and he's going to the club you're playing and then you'd stay, or just like that. But if you're going to be out every weekend, then you're just rallying it. Do you know what I mean?
Pointless actually, at that stage.
Actually, see how we're talking about how DJs are normally sober during their sets. And you were talking about if it's your mate's birthday or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you drink after the set? Just wondering.
Like, I don't get locked now. I can't handle drinks. Why would me drinking so much?
You're not the only one.
I'm genuinely like one or two fucking Red Bulls and that's enough for you. Like, I have to fight it. Like, if it was an excuse, I need to stay there all night. Like, for one of me mates, for example, or just something like that. Like, I just had to fight myself to stay there. Be like, just stay here. Do you know what I mean? It'd be a bad mate if you go home. Like, one of them jobs. You know what I mean? Just
tell yourself something bad like, so you don't do it.
Like, we're getting, like, I'm getting gigs now the last fucking nearly 2 years. Am I allowed to push?
Yeah,
yeah. Right, yeah.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Lovely, lovely.
Can't speak without cursing, so.
Yeah, that's saying me.
I literally walk in bleep machines.
I have to think about not cursing.
I'm at the cursing about four times, so I just want to make sure before I say it again.
Ah, you can swear, you can swear.
But I don't think I could say a sentence without course.
That's the same with me, bro, honestly. But anyways, so like I started getting gigs around 2 years ago, a year and a half. And anyways, like at the start, like you're going out and like they're like your first time going to nightclubs. Like I'm only 20 now, do you know what I mean? So you're staying out and all the usual. But then after a few months, it gets too much, do you know what I mean? So like that's when you start going in and out and like just doing your set. Say like you're on like 1 till 2 a.m. Right, go in there for fucking 1:45. Then out of there by 10 past 2 when you get your USB and all taxi homes, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just a handy way. It keeps it all fresh, you know what I mean? You're more productive that way as well. Like, if you're going to stay there and rally it, like, you're not going to be productive. You're going to wake up every morning, shower, just wanting to do your sets now. You're not going to get other stuff done, like production on music or download new songs. You're not going to be very creative, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And is it normally once a week you do your sets or is it once a week?
Like, you can do parties and all, so like, they be like 8 to 12. Like, some of the boys do parties and into a nightclub after to do their set. And then homes, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, it'd be about once or twice a week, or like, you can get midweek stuff, but like, not really this time of the year, like, more students.
Mm-hmm.
So when school starts again, like September till whatever, May and all, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like that kind of, do you know what I mean?
It's like that as well, though, isn't it? If you're drinking, nobody's productive the Monday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
It's like anything. Like, I noticed with the gym, this is why I try to pull myself back on the drink a lot. When you go in the gym, you can do a good week in the gym. Monday to Friday, Friday comes around, so you go out, do what you're doing, whatever you're doing on the Friday night, and then comes around to Monday, I'm motivated and still on the floor.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're not picking, unless you're really motivated, you're not picking yourself up
to go
again.
It's not motivation, it's discipline.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just a repeating process then. Every Friday, I'm at the doing well, Friday comes around, then you're not going back to gym till the following Wednesday till you feel like going again.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's never ending cycle.
It ruins the pattern then you have, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's literally where we've been. I was gone for 7 months. I came back about a month ago or so. I was training consistently. Then I went on a night out. I haven't been to the gym since.
I tried to go. I went to Louis there a few weeks ago, and I went on the Sunday. I was like, I just wanted to go for all the DJs, and I loved them all playing. Like, honestly, it's just not the same anymore. I do not want to be here. Do you know what I mean?
Just
one of them things.
Is it because you're a DJ you don't want to be here?
No, not even. It was just, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm getting older, boys. I'm only 20. Like, I swear to God, all I wanted to do was just lie down. I'm not messing. Like, I was just sitting in one of them tents. Everyone was dancing. I was like, I am bollocks. All these are here Friday and Saturday. I'm only here to Sunday. I wanted to go back to some tents. You know what I mean?
I used to go every year. I used to try to go to a festival at least once a year. You know what I mean? Now I haven't been in 2 or 3 years now. I'm just doing the same. 26 now. I don't need that. You can't be ours. I haven't been in a festival in about a year.
Don't get me wrong,
they're fucking unbelievable. They can't deny it, if you get the right people.
It depends on the festival, innit?
If you get the right lineup, holy shit.
That one was the right lineup for me. Like, everyone was sick and all the DJs, but oh my god, it was shattered.
Just get me out of here.
I wish I went to Life. Life looked late.
Yeah, it did look good. I couldn't go on the Friday or Saturday, but yeah, it looks sick.
Yeah, as well. Fabian flew. Did you go Fabian
flew? I actually did go, but yeah.
I didn't want to go.
Tried to go home early and all, swear to God.
Yeah. Just sick of it.
Nah, I left all the boys and all. I actually was going to go home. My board made me stay. Like, literally on my way out, told all the boys, see you later. They're all giving out to me for going. Then my board made me stay. She's seeing our mates. So ended up staying. Still left a bit early though. All them maniacs went out after. Don't know how they hacked it.
Oh, stop. You know, before the festivals, before you go out, you're buzzing, you're like...
Yeah, it's the best part of a festival.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah, before that, you're buzzing and all, you're actually full of energy. And then when you're in a festival, right, your energy's just dead.
Yeah.
just driving there just kills your energy, doesn't it?
It goes down.
Yes,
because you know
you're sitting down, innit? You're sitting down, just your energy's just dead.
Yeah, 100%, you're dead,
right? Yeah. That's what happened to me last time I went to a festival. I was buzzing and all, yeah.
I don't think I'm allowed to talk to me about what happened last time I was at a festival.
Stop. Yeah. We went to Hoya Vision last year. I went to the bus from town to, I think it was in Meath, innit?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's near Betty's Town, so it was about 1 hour bus drive or something like that. Once I got there, I just felt dead.
Really, yeah?
Yeah. It's trying my best to fucking dance now and look energetic, but the energy just wasn't there because of the long transport.
You can't force it either. It's not like you can force yourself to have a good
exactly.
time.
Like, if you're not liking it, you're not liking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly. It's difficult, boys.
Difficult. The problem with festivals nowadays is there's loads of people getting in with like them fake ideas and they are messy cunts, you know what I mean? Like, they're just ruining the buzz on everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Same with Sunny Bedard, Danny's got it.
No,
full of kids and, oh my God. I actually left that one early out with him, genuinely. Left about 2 hours early. Sunny Bedard was about half an hour in, I was gone.
I was at Lionel and Richie there last Sunday, but we went to the after party, Belters Only.
Really?
Same thing. I don't go nightclubbing anymore. Just for the simple reason that it's a load of kids and what's the point of me being there, do you know what I mean? But we went there after and with that, as soon as I walked through the door, everywhere. You know yourself walking around with the oil.
Get me
out of this place quick, you know what I mean?
Drugs is rife in festivals and nightclubs. I just see people fucking mad.
And especially
the
music that Belters Only would have been playing, do you know what I mean?
They did look
like,
sick there.
They're unbelievable. As I said, the same. It's the same everywhere now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
The only reason I went Hoya Vision in the first place was Belters Only.
Yeah.
So once that sick, I was the
that was sick, it was sick. The set was sick,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, they are sick.
Once they finished their set, I was just down.
Yeah,
just
I know what you mean. Yeah, just waiting on them, and then when they're over, you don't know who else to go and see. What do I do now,
you know what I mean? I was like, you know, I'm just going to pull a few boys, you know what I mean? Just pass the time, you know yourself. I ended up pulling a few, thank God, you know what I mean? I ended up pulling a few. You know what the worst thing is? I don't talk to them anymore.
Really,
I actually don't talk to them. I literally, one thing I regret, is one of them, I actually liked that, I forgot to ask So Snap.
No way.
The one that got away, Look, I was literally about to fucking ride. I'm not even messing. We went to the fucking potter putty,
The potter putty.
The potter putty, you know them festival potter putties,
That's where every board wants to get brought to.
Like, we couldn't go to the women's one, right, because there was a security guard there, so we tried to go to the fellas one. The boys one, because there was no security and all, so I was like, oh, you know, I'm gonna go there, right? And then we tried to go in there, and then the last time getting aggressive, I didn't want to fight, so I was like, you know what, leave it out. Thinking, you know what's best, we just get out, we just leave the festival, find somewhere to go and deal with business, you know what I mean? Just find somewhere, and then she won, she's like, I need to get smokes off my brother, and all, and I was like, bollocks. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I ended up getting cock blocked by a brother.
No way.
He's like, don't come near me sister. And I was seeing you holding hands with my sister. Don't come near her. I was like, all right, sound. And that was it.
No way.
Do you know what I mean? If I asked to snap, we probably could have done something later on, but I didn't.
It's your own fault, so.
Yeah, it is my own fault. I pussied out. I bottled it. And a lot of me mates, I told me mates about what happened. They're like, you're a bottler, you're a pussy. I was like, no, I'm not. It was out of my control. I was saying now, I'm a pussy. I bottled it big time. But you know, if I ever go on a new year or anything like that again, it's not happening again.
No.
Go in, do the job. Don't get cock blocked by your mates or whole brother. Maybe all right.
Go in and do the job, that's it,
I just hate it when boys are with their mates, honestly.
Boards. Oh, yeah.
They're with their mates, I fucking hate. They just get in the way, they push you around.
Yeah,
do you ever get that? You're trying to pull a board. Who best mate sees just pushes you around. Like, fuck off you.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Don't have to worry about that yourself.
Same myself.
I was like, you're lucky. You're lucky you're a girl, You're lucky you're a girl and I'm a gentleman. Because if you were a fella, you would have had a fucking problem there. Pushing me around, you know what I mean? But again, I have manners, you know what I mean? I respect them. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to walk away. That's it, But I was like, fucking hate it. And especially with me mates, they're fucking lazy. You need wingmen, you know what I mean? You need a distraction. Do you get me?
You need a distraction.
You need them, right, to chat with their mates. And then you could take the board away, pull her, have a chat with her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to need that, you know what I mean? And they don't do it. Me mates don't even fucking do it.
No.
I know the worst thing about festivals is, when you get lost.
Lost, 100%.
I don't know how many times I get lost in festivals.
And you have no 4G or nothing.
No, no signal. Everything's
gone. Well, like, Forbidden Fruit was in town and like there was no 4G there, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's mad.
Stop, it's 3G, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't even working, genuinely. About an hour, like, it was working for the first hour. And I think it's because it's that many people like bunched into one area or something. It has to be something like that.
Yeah, it's probably something like that. Everyone's connection at once. Yeah, that's what it is. Because I was at BD.
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't talk about that place.
That's the last experience I was talking about a few minutes ago, and I said I can't say it on the podcast. But I was down there, I lost everyone, didn't find them online.
When did you go?
At the 3 years ago, was it?
Did you, yeah?
Yeah, 3 years. No, it wasn't. It's more than that. I'm with my missus 4.5 years when I was only with her, or before I was with her. So about 4 years
really,
ago.
Yeah.
Very bad experience. Like, didn't go near it ever again.
You actually went to the one last day, but it was deadly.
The one in the summer is not bad. I was at the one that was -3 degrees in October. You know what I mean?
That one
was
gone.
Bad. Yeah. No, I wasn't at the one gone.
I was in the, yeah, it was 4 years last ago. October.
So. Was it before lockdown?
Long before that. It's about 4 years ago. I had a hoodie on me and a pair of shorts, and it was -3 degrees. My lips and all were blue with the cold.
Nasty. I paid about $1 on jackets in October there. I swear to God, did you ever see the mad tents and they sell like the hippie jackets?
Yeah.
Went up on me and my board only got £100. Couldn't even say no.
About
4 hours left, you know what I mean? I'm not freezing to death.
No chance, fuck that. I wouldn't go to a festival that time of year ever again after that.
It's even cold in the summer as well at times.
It can be.
Was like so warm during the day, and then when I got to night time, like, oh my god, I bought another one of them hoodies at that as
When it gets to the evening, night times, that's when it gets really cold.
Yeah, it's mad though, isn't it? Like, it was the same in Forbidden Fruit as well. Like, it's just as soon as it starts getting dark, bosh, it's cold, you know what I mean? It's mad.
Once the sun goes down, that's it.
100%.
Hit that.
Yeah, it's poxy, innit?
Yeah.
Absolutely poxy. You know, see how you were talking about gigs there, about your last gig in the Soundhouse. I was actually supposed to go to your gig in the Grand Social a few weeks back.
Really?
Chantel Cavani.
Yeah.
I think it was you, Jay Bourne, ATC and Meadow, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to that one with my cousin, but they wouldn't let me in.
Would they not? They wouldn't let me in. What'd they do?
OED wasn't valid.
Serious?
Yeah, it wasn't valid. To be honest, it was digital.
Really? Oh, that was on the phone?
It was on the phone, but it was real.
They don't take that.
I understand it. I explained the whole situation to them. Like I said, I'm going to go on holiday soon.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose my passport.
Yeah, no, I only got a new passport as well, 100%.
Yeah, I don't want to lose my passport around that time. It's actually precious, because I'm going to need it now.
100%, And were they not budging?
They weren't budging.
No way.
So I was like, you can't change that mind.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It would have been a cracker, though.
Chantel's a sickle, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, she's a
legend. She's one of my favourite DJs, honestly.
Oh, she's a legend, isn't she?
Yeah,
oh, absolutely tops.
I remember seeing her years ago.
She played at BD
4 years ago. Yeah, I remember seeing her. She wasn't bigger and she wouldn't have been well known then, but she just blew up.
Quality. 100%. She is.
Even the set the 90s and all sets and all. Quality.
Yeah. She had a promotion herself. What was it called right before lockdown? 2019, what was it called?
A promotion? Like a club night?
What was it called? She used to do it.
Chantel Cavanagh and Friends, was it? She done that in the tramline a few months ago, I think.
Yeah.
No. 2019.
2019? Oh, I don't even know then.
I remember she done a residency.
I've been doing it since I'm a kid, but then. Stopped doing it then for all my teenagers, and I brought it back up in about 18 hours.
Yeah.
So then I started doing parties again, then all the clubs came after that.
And what's the biggest one you've done so far?
The biggest club? Probably my residency in Maga. I thought club DJ in the club in Ibiza.
And what way does that work? Are you over there every summer? Like?
Yeah, I'm going over there now on the 27th of this month for about 2 months a month. We'll see what happens. Yeah, so it's handy. And it's a good club over there, man. Yeah, it's a sick club. I done that at the Button Factory at Room 94 as well. That's a big one.
What about your own headline act in Soundhouse?
Yeah, I've done a good few of them. Yeah, I've done the headlines in Soundhouse, Grand Social, Diva. Do you know what I mean?
That's good, really good.
It's handy,
it's tops, innit?
Yeah, quality.
Starting off somewhere,
innit? That's it. And you're at the building yourself up, playing residency in Spain.
AK as well, and AK's big.
AK's a legend.
He's huge, it's tops, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Have many of your own tracks, or you just
that's all.
I know Blah Blah Park. Is that a mashup or an actual?
It's an edit. So that's on FL Studio. That's where you produce. But like, I just chopped up the vocal and all, and like spread it out more, so it sounds nicer. You know what I mean? But I started doing that at a party, like actually on the spot. Like I had Blah Blah Blah, the original song, and then Hedda Park, and I just started mashing them in together at a party. It was someone's 18th, and like it just went off, and I was like, that's actually sick. So then I started doing that at clubs and all. Then I got a video of it at a club, and then everyone was like sharing the video and all, saying release this ASAP. So I was like, fuck it, release it, you know what I mean?
Get that out there, give the people what they want.
Exactly, yeah.
Love that tune, bro. I actually love it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good one, yeah.
It's a really good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sick.
What about other tracks, like produced tracks?
Yeah, yeah, no, literally. So that's not, I'm already starting, so I just want to wait for the perfect time to put out a tune. Me and Jay Bourne, I can't even say anything about this yet, but me and Jay Bourne have like big plans at the minute with other people. So, we'll be doing stuff in the next few months, producing wise, and then I have my own tracks coming out. Like, I'm flat on that FL, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the next thing I'm going for.
Are they ready?
Yeah, a few are ready, but I don't want to put them out yet, do you know what I mean? I don't want to put out a song for the sake of putting it out. I want to put out a song people see, like, oh, that's actually good, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea when you're planning on releasing them?
The next few months, hopefully, do you know what I mean? I'm going to.
Don't have a set date, like.
Yeah, I don't think I need to have a set date, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of having fun with it. I don't want to pressure myself into it, but, like, I'm definitely getting somewhere with it now. It's a very hard thing to do with all that producing. That's all I say, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. Belt has only make me feel good. They've done it, like, 3 years before
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're so sick as hell. You look up to people like that, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's sick, though, yeah.
100%. Absolute legends, they are.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so much respect for them.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? They've been around a long time.
Yeah, 100%. They have. I remember listening to On Bended Knee and all with Robbie and all.
Yeah.
Brown Noise.
You go back to Naco drinking. Well, for me anyway. I'm 26 years, I believe. 20s. So nah, I'll go back a good few years. Know what I mean? Well, even then, like, you'd hear little clips of Robbie J's music. 100%. And all, you know 100%. What I mean? So he's been around the block.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Naco drinking, right venue. Right,
yeah,
back as kids.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Robbie
G
used to play at Royce sometimes.
Yeah, I used to go play.
But you can remember years ago.
Playing Attitude, yeah.
I didn't play in Attitude. I was just too young to go Royce, so I went Attitude.
Yeah.
I settled for this.
Yeah. Well, even that, know what I mean? Hearing his meals going to speak like years ago. Look, last time I had a neck of drink, it was 17, 26, know what I mean? 9 years, though.
Yeah. That's mad, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you go out as well. You listen to Robbie G's.
Yeah.
You go diving. Yeah. And when you go diving around the pier as well.
Yeah. And Bizet as well. Here Comes Bizet. The Sun and all. All them OG ones. You know what I mean?
Man.
Yeah.
Mad. Quality. Iconic. Literally iconic.
100%.
You know what I mean? Fucking McGregor's camp and all Bizet did.
I remember that. I remember watching the embedded on that. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Vegas,
like, that is mad, literally.
Yeah,
like,
that's mental.
Yeah. It's good to see, though, from Irish DJs.
Yeah. And he's only went up from since there, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's only keep growing.
And Jazzy as well. Jazzy's mad.
Jazzy's blowing up at the minute.
Yeah, majorly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daryl Ellis and Jordan Dudy, you know them.
Back to back Rovers. Everyone's doing well. We all have a group channel. Like, not like Robbie J and Biss aren't in it now, but there's LR, that's Daryl Ellis.
Yeah, I know.
All the boys are in it. It's called Ireland's Finest, you know what I mean?
Taking it to the next level.
Do you mind secretly pulling us in?
I'm not even an album boy.
Get them all on that shit.
Jordan as well.
Yeah,
they're going years as well, do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
100%. Yeah, they're going around years. Yeah,
it's not easy just overnighting.
Nah, it's definitely not. 100%.
Yeah, Keith Book.
Yeah, they're in the group chat.
Had them on the podcast, the two of them.
Yeah.
Legends there. You're all like a one big family, aren't you?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone supports each other. You wouldn't have anybody giving anyone abuse, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't tolerate any of that. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, if someone gave someone abuse, the whole group should be after them, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So no one would though. Like, we're all sound cunts, you know what I mean? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, every one of us, you know?
Just like a group of mates, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. That's what it is. We don't even talk about DJing. We obviously do, but like, the conversations do be mad in that group chat. It is just like a lot of mates in a group chat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gas, honest to God.
Yeah. Shit, that will get you cancelled.
Ah, yeah, 100%.
Nobody will ever open that boys' group chat, lads. You can't be doing that. Dirty old secrets. Stop getting nicked for some of the stuff you say.
100%.
Oh, stop. That's literally what the boys do, innit?
What you mean?
Like, say fucking horrible shit.
Yeah, like, in the boys' group chats.
Yeah, my group chat as well with the boys. We say the worst shit ever.
You just can't have any.
I'm not going to say it, though, because I don't want to get cancelled myself.
I'd never say a single sentence that comes out.
Yeah, neither. I wouldn't say a word, man. I wouldn't say a fucking letter.
Oh, shit. It's pure evil.
It's normal behavior, though, isn't it?
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's just the boys, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're all the boys. We're all the same. We literally are all similar to each other.
Yeah, like, literally. You know what I mean? 100%.
Same 100%.
Sort of pack background. Of scone bags is what we have.
I call myself that every day. We fucking are, man. Dead your wine, you'd be the worst prick in the world if someone's saying some of your messages.
100%. 100%.
Come here, see how you were in OEB today last year, wasn't it? What club did you go to again?
Plastic Ibiza.
Plastic, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Was MK there? Was he doing a show there?
Nah, they don't do shows like
sorry, his set, sorry.
He does Ushuaia. That's like the biggest spot in Ibiza. Ushuaia. Plastic's like, it is a club, but it's a bar, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like Amnesia or anything, but still a sick spot, but everyone does be there. Like, it's famous around Ibiza. Everyone knows it. Like, Wayne Lineker's very good mates with the owner, and then, like, do you know John Summer? Sam Devine, MK,
Sam Devine, and they all
have played there. Do you know what I mean? But like, they wouldn't be booked to play there nowadays. Like, they're all the only Shoy and all. Shoy is the. Do you ever see like the players going out of the top?
What about Old Beach?
Old Beach.
I always thought Old Beach would be the biggest one.
I've been to Old Beach four times.
It's like fucking. It's like a festival thing, isn't it? It's the size of it. Yeah. I've seen clips on TikTok and sent to me, missus. We're going there 100%.
They have a Shoy Old Beach, and then Shoy Old Beach is like right in front of it. They're the same owners, some family from Argentina. Or whatever, but Hollybeat is like the number one nightclub in the world. It's the maddest place you'll ever go to in your life. You go into the Jacks, there's a DJ in the Jacks. There's a DJ in the Jacks, bro. Like, and these are proper Jacks, like the sinks and all. And like it's not like it doesn't look bad or anything. Like, if you got set there, you'd be buzzing. This is sick. The place would be packed. Yeah. Like, you could go in there and have a show. You know what I mean? And there's a DJ outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you'd be dancing with
it. No, I was dancing. I was dancing, listening to the DJ. And I just kept hearing him banging at the door behind me. I was like, what the fuck's going on there? Or, like, put my ear up to it. Man, there's two people riding in DS Jacks, you know what I mean? The security's not walking into this spot, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's mad. Like, it's a mad spot.
How does them events come about?
Like, Hoy
for,
and all.
For Spain and all, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. So, Sebon's mansion, and last year there was, like, I think it was Lee James and Aaron O'Connor were residents, but they were both going home, so we got me and AK on board for the last 2 months. And we went, and anyways, it was sick, like, genuinely. Like, obviously, I've gone to Spain now, but, not, like, I think when you think about clubs on MAGA, like, you'll think about, like, there's a big one called BCM, and then you'll just think, like, the rest of them are, like, charity, and they'll just play, like, Katy Perry and all these tunes.
Yeah.
But Manson's not like that, though.
Music, like.
Yeah, Manson's...
proper house music.
Yeah, Manson, like, proper house music. Probably, like, BLK and all players there, you know what I mean? Like, it's sick. Genuinely, like, I genuinely put that as one of the best nightclubs in Magaluf, like, without a doubt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely put BCM and then Manson second. And everyone I ask that guy says the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, he's not saying it because he has a resident.
No, I'm actually not, though. Yeah, thing is with Magaluf, it can be very cringy apart, you know what I mean? Like, everyone going over, like, they're all going over for a force.
It's
holiday,
the force so lads and ladies.
So they might not be, like,
I mean?
They might not know good music. Like, a lot of them don't like the techno or the house. They do want to just hear all, like,
the belters,
the charts. Like, just, like
the singing and music,
so they,
and all,
like,
yeah.
But, like, that's what, like, smart about Mansion. Like, everyone that is a rave will go to Mansion then, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's the thing.
You know where you're going, like.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah,
a BLK fella's a sick only.
Oh, stop!
Ridiculous, man.
The whole review things don't sick at the minute. Mm.
Yeah, I'm trying out the word legend. Look, that's not the motto.
Yeah, legend. Man.
It's just the truth, but though.
It is the truth. Everyone we mentioned, they're literally legends.
Yeah. Everyone in Ireland at the minute is doing sick. Like, it's mad.
I love it.
Ireland's blowing up.
I fucking love it. It's global, boys.
And it's mad though, because like Belters are doing the thing for House and Sour Up School, and then you have like BLK doing a thing for techno, do you know what I mean?
The underground music.
Yeah, like, there's just two ways to at the minute.
Even
though
the athletes are flying at the minute as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
in the UFC.
Yeah, 100%.
Katie Taylor, the best woman's boxer of all time,
yeah,
you know
100%.
What I mean? Pierce O'Leary from Sharriver. He's a world champ already, you know what I mean? He's only going to get better. Peter Carr's representing fucking the kickboxing in the Europeans.
Yeah.
He could be going to the Olympics as a kickboxer. First time kickboxing's being recognised as an Olympic sport.
It's mad.
It's flying.
Mad.
Every single aspect of Irish sports, DJ, whatever it is.
Rugby as well. We won the Six Nations.
We'll always be good at rugby and show you at every other sport.
That's how I used to be.
But going back to that, actually, even the Irish team, the players we have coming through, man,
they just need to start getting the results.
Yeah, it's the most excited I've been for the Irish team probably ever.
Ferguson, and I still rate the Southampton keeper, honest to God.
So he's on
the
Kelleher off.
And they're two choices, and they're both around the same age, you know what I mean?
They're both 24, and they're both quality goalkeepers.
I think Bezina's a lot younger.
Yeah,
20.
Is he 20? Yeah. Kelleher's 24, so he obviously had to start ahead of him a bit more. And look what he done for Liverpool in the penalty shootouts, you know what I mean? Three penalty shootouts.
Is that not another good keeper?
He has to leave Liverpool, you know what I mean? Because if we want him at his best, he has to play regularly. With Bezina, he's playing regularly.
Don't get me wrong, I don't want him to, obviously, because I know how good he is, but he's never getting in ahead of Alisson. Never.
Alisson's different, right?
Yeah, you just need to go and get football, regular football. I'd like to see him loaned out or something, you know what I mean? So he's still owned him.
I take him at least.
Yeah, but like, I reckon he'd go anywhere and he'll prove why he should be first choice, you know what I mean? He can be first choice at 18 out of the 20 teams.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about a loan, because he does a loan, he plays regularly, then next season he's back second choice.
He wants to play,
He has to live.
He's probably going to have to,
It's such a shame Alisson's around. Do you know what I mean? Such a shame Alisson's around.
It's not
Alisson
a shame
wasn't
for us because he had the best goalkeeper in the world, but it is a shame for him and his progression, But as I said, that Irish team, hopefully they do start giving us the results.
Only thing we have to do is get rid of the likes of Hendrick, McLean. Get rid of the Deadwood.
I'm nothing against them now. I'll never abuse their players, but
The time's over.
Like, we were watching a man, Glenn Whelan. He was playing in the Ireland's midfield for fucking years, and he was 37 or something. You know what I mean?
Same with Aidan McGeady.
Aidan McGeady was starting on the wing for Ireland until he was
playing
40
a winger when they're all that's different. Like, that's not like playing like goalkeeper or something. Wing is the hardest spot to keep.
Well, you know, you lose your pace.
Yeah, 100%. That's just a natural thing when you get older. Like, you know what I mean?
If you're going against a fullback that's like has like 10 years on you, do you know what I mean? Like 10 years younger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I said with Glenn, the same with Glenn Whelan, like, fair enough, you're Chris Modric and you're 36 and you're still the best midfielder in the world.
Yeah.
Glenn Whelan is useless and he started for us for years. Years.
No, it's only because of that goal against Italy. Trapattoni, you know.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he was still in that team, and he's fucking brilliant.
I think we need a new manager as well.
I back the manager, to be honest.
I don't.
I back him,
Do you?
I back him.
No, I'm the same. As long as I don't see any sort of plan or idea, you know what
I mean?
Can't
put
I do see a plan, but it's just the players. And
he's given the opportunities, obviously, the young players. That's
young
only
players coming through, they need
young
to
players,
learn.
But the
they
young
need
players
to learn
coming
and adapt
through
to
are probably better than the players that have been playing for 10 years. You know what I mean? They don't have the experience, but they are naturally better players.
I know.
He won the fucking League of Ireland with, who was it?
Dundalk,
and Ireland job. It's not good enough, come on.
Yeah.
For the country. Like, if we are trying to progress, you want to be getting in a semi-decent, well-known, good coach
that can
bring them to the next level. Like, what will he give these young players to go to the next level? I don't think he can offer much, can he?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
nothing to abuse him or anything. Fair play to him. He got there, he's doing well. Just, I don't see any future where he wins anything or gets us into any tournament. Do you know what I mean?
We'll get there.
Again, criticise people and they need to
be criticised.
Of course, if there's one thing we need to criticise Kenny on, it's talent players like McLean and Hedrick all the time. Instead of giving young, better players a chance. You have to stop playing them. Don't even call them up anymore. They're useless.
Like,
they were great in the past, but they're not the same anymore. Do you know what I mean?
They're giving us good memories as well in terms of fucking Euros and stuff like that. But other than that, like, there's been fuck all else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're getting knocked out of tournaments after two games because we can't catch up to get to the top of the groups. You know what I mean? Losing your first two or three games and then your tournament's out the window.
Yeah, I know.
100%.
It's harsh, you know what I mean? Like, we love watching your country play football, but for us, it's hard for us to watch that. You know what I mean? I'll always watch us, of course. I'll always support us, but it's a fucking hard watch.
As I was saying
about Liverpool earlier, going back to when we were mediocre, we had to watch that week in, week out, sometimes twice a week, you know what I mean? You're sitting there pure
How
dread.
How do you think we felt last season?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You've had it a few times.
This season.
So, you know what it's like, especially for the Ireland team then, it's just...
The Ireland team's hard to watch.
Here we go again, you know what I mean? At least sometimes you had excitement with Bielsa's football and stuff like that, but I don't think we've ever had any excitement with us.
Exactly. I dread the international break now.
Same.
Because obviously,
there's too many of them, though.
I'm a City fan. So
let me ask you a question. Did you know the Nations League semis was on last night?
Yeah.
They just, no, there you go. It was the exact same, right? So I knew there was an international break.
Wait, he was Spain playing Italy?
Spain and Italy.
Well,
yeah,
then I did know. I didn't know they were playing that, though.
Yeah, right.
Croatia.
And then Netherlands was the day before, right?
Spain but Italy, yeah.
So I seen him walk last night and I was looking at, I knew there was an international break. I said, oh, check the friendlies just for something to do, you know what I mean? Watch a bit of football. Nations League semi-final. When the fuck? You know what I mean? What the fuck? I text the boys. They were all like, yeah, sure, Croatia played last night. Bet you half yous didn't even know that. You know what I mean? Madness. Yeah, there's too many international breaks. Get rid of that.
Yeah, get rid of the Nations League, man. Get rid of the Nations League. It's the most.
And then the look
with
this Champions League thing that they're bringing in. With the, what is it, like a league?
I've seen that.
It's coming
in
2025, so you're already getting.
Is that not coming next season, no?
Is it 24, 25?
I could be wrong.
Do you think you're right? You actually might be right. Well, that's coming. If that's coming next season, you already have the players playing an extra, what is it, 4 games on that than what you would have been playing before. And then you're bringing them on international breaks to stop the season to go and play Nations League.
Yeah.
That's another Super League. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
It's another Super League.
More money, and your wife were giving out. Remember, they were like, can't do all this, can't do all that. They're the money hungry cunts in the whole system.
Hypocrites.
That's exactly what they are. Same with this BT Sport saying the Super League is this and that, and then they were trying to charge us pay per view for Southampton versus Bleeding Brighton or something.
I knew you were going to say Brighton.
£20 to watch Southampton and Brighton. BT Sport moaning about Super League.
Remember lockdown? I think it could be wrong. Remember lockdown when they upped the price for pay-per-views, games?
Because they knew everybody wanted it. Yeah.
Everyone wanted it.
The only way
people were out of jobs, businesses closed down and all that. Everyone were fucking flat broke. The economy was in bits. And they wanted more money. They should charge us more.
None of them can judge either or. Sky Sports, BT Sports, UEFA, FIFA, all of them are the exact same. They're all the exact same. They're all in it for the money. They're trying to get as much money out of it as possible.
Did any of us watch the Dortmund match straight after lockdown? No.
No, everyone remembers that.
Dortmund against Frankfurt, that's
So it was fucking South American games, remember people watching and all, just because it was the only football at the time, you know what I mean?
Ukrainian leagues, Estonian leagues and all that. I was like, I just need football.
I just need a match to watch,
Literally, because I was literally about to lose my mind. I was like, you know what? The Moldovan Football League still on. So I just watched that instead.
Mad times. Were you DJing through that, yeah?
Nah, I actually wasn't. I was just chilling out with you lockdown, swear to God.
So you weren't doing all
right? I had a few stuff going on in the gap, so I was just chilling out, you know what I mean? Taking it easy and all that.
So you started DJing again after lockdown?
Yeah.
Club started opening again?
It was actually, when was lockdown? I think it was like, what month did lockdown end? Was it like, it was in the summer, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
No,
we had,
I don't think so.
Wasn't it? It started the summer or something like that, was it?
Was it not April, May, no?
No.
Well, either way, I started
doing it. There were restrictions, but there was no lockdown.
I started doing it in about, I'd say summer 20, I don't know. Actually, I'm trying to think of the year now. It was like a year or two ago when it was in the summer.
When did COVID start? 2020?
2019 December, but like for us 2020.
For us 2020.
2020, yeah.
It would have been 2021 somewhere there. Sort of.
I remember I was coming back from Italy. I remember seeing now all them in the white suits and all and testing.
Come back from Italy, is that what
that was? Exactly.
I don't know how
I avoided this, boys. We were coming back from Italy, and that's when we first started. We were over in Italy when we first started hearing about it, like, but we were on holiday already. There was no lockdowns. This was the first thing we ever heard. And we were seeing it on the news and all over, and I was like, this is blatant mad, you know what I mean? But I didn't understand exactly what it was. And it was only because when we left Dublin Airport, you weren't doing all this. When we were coming back, we were coming through Italy. Yeah. You had big screenings and all. I was like,
that's when
I realised, right, this is proper fucked.
It's like the end of the world, isn't it?
Zombie apocalypse or something. Because I was coming through, I was like,
it was mad. I had COVID. No, it wasn't even that bad. I swear to God.
Yeah, I had it once as well. But
I never had COVID. Funny enough,
I'd say I had it more times because a few times like, you just
I think I had a few times.
I thought it was just the cold, but it was probably COVID. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was mad times.
We never had COVID ever.
Very mad times.
I'd say you had it. You just never got tested on it.
If you had like a cough or a flu in the last year and a half, it was probably
COVID. Yeah. You know what's mad though? How it just disappeared. It's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
You can still get it, but it's not affecting anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how can you
there's worse things to worry about.
How could you have something that was so fatal that you had to lock us down for two years?
Yeah.
If only for it to disappear.
I think they were just learning about it at the time, you know what I mean?
Oh, we were all learning. It was the first time, like, but now everything's just click of the fingers and it's all good again. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just a strange.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. Never existed. Yeah, everything was normal in the first place. It's mad weird.
That's going to be talked about in history classes.
The Spanish flu. Remember, you get the Spanish flu in history. Now we're going to talk
that's
about
it. That's what they all compared it to.
It was literally the craziest.
Should have listened to them all in the tinfoil hats at the time, shouldn't we?
The COVID conspiracies and all.
It was a mad time. Mad time.
Remember
the stuff that was coming out, like the fucking needles are giving you a chip in your arm to track it and all.
Remember all that?
And that was the only way you could go on holidays if you take the vaccine.
I'm going to admit, I got the first one. You're supposed to get 3 boosters after. I had my holiday booked to California. We were going over there for 10 days. It's going to be the best thing ever. Cali.
California.
You know what I mean? Going to Cali for 10 days. We were going to spend 5 days in the city. And then we were going to spend 5 days on the beach. Like in a beach house. And COVID came around. And 3 months before we were going to Cali? No, it wasn't. It was closer. I'd say about a month and a half.
It was about March.
A month and a half before we were going to Cali, because we were still waiting around. Now COVID was a thing, but they were saying there's certain restrictions on traveling and stuff like that, so we're like, right, we might be able to go a month and a half before they cancelled the flights. Devastated, know what I mean? Can't travel, so we cancelled it. So that was grand. Then 2 years later they were saying you still can't travel, or whatever it was, before the lockdown ended. You're not allowed to go anywhere. Then it was, if you get a vaccine and you have a vaccine card, you can fuck off. And boy, as I used to, before lockdown, we were going away 4 times a year together. Man, the missus, just city breaks, not bigger than, but if we'd done a big holiday, we'd probably do 2 if we are doing 2 big holidays, one end of the year to the other. But straight away, book that in. I need to get out of this country. 100%. You know what I mean? So spending 2 years in the country, staycations, what it was costing me to go to fucking Amsterdam. Do you know what I mean? I would have paid to go to Galway for 2 nights, I could have been in Amsterdam for 3 nights for less. Do you know what I mean? So it's getting me out here. So I took the first one.
Yeah, 100%.
Came back and it was all about booster after booster, and then it was like, keep them. Don't need any of them. We didn't get anything after that, just as well I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was literally the only reason I got the vaccine.
It was just to get out of here, man.
I didn't even end up going away till last July.
And you know what I think? There's a vast majority of people that did only do it for that reason. You know what I mean? God knows, look, there's all stuff coming out about now that it's killing people and stuff like that. God knows what it's doing. We don't know any of the facts, you know what I mean? But I'd say a high majority of people, or a high percentage of people in this country, only got it to get out.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Tell you one thing, your first holiday after lockdown, oh my god, no feeling like it.
I was in Amsterdam for 4 nights, boys.
It was weird. It's actually weird going on holidays.
It was strange walking into the airport and all that after being
so I was loving it.
It was like the apocalypse. Do you know what I mean? Just saying it was like.
No, we didn't go away till last July. Like, the COVID was not talked about then. Do you know what I mean?
It was normal by then.
No, we went away as soon as we could, you know what I mean? As soon as they opened the borders, we and my missus had Amsterdam booked. 2 weeks after that, we ended up going back to Amsterdam because her brother was going over.
Yeah.
So we went, say, for instance, the start of October. 2 weeks later, we were back over for another 5 days, you know what I mean? That's how much we just wanted to get the fuck out of here. Bleeding at the holidays to Amsterdam in 2 weeks.
And the worst thing is the COVID tests before your holidays, after it.
Yeah.
I think I've done about 3 tests.
You're just paranoid it's going to say positive, do you know what I mean?
That's what you're afraid of.
Imagine it says positive the day before you go, do you know what I mean?
Bollocks. Do you know what I mean? The first one wasn't too bad. The first test wasn't too bad. It's the last 2 before I went back home, and then after I come back home.
I didn't have to do any of that. I don't remember doing any of that. Not always you say you have to do tests and all.
It depends what country you go to. That's exactly what it was then,
because I don't remember doing any of that.
Then PCR tests. Jesus Christ.
I got it once when I had COVID, because I had to get it for work purposes. Like, if I had COVID, I couldn't be at work. Do you know what I mean? Went in and,
I just cringe looking back. Right, your nose and all.
They have to find a better way to do that.
They're trying to fucking poke your brand.
And take a bit of my blood to check or something, do you know what I mean? Like, than that.
Couldn't do that either. I'm afraid of needles.
Nah, I'd rather that than that, man. That's just like uncomfortable, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm afraid of needles.
I'm afraid of needles myself, yeah.
Yeah.
Not afraid of them, I just don't like them whatsoever, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to the dentist or that, I'd be like, oh, don't let me see that, that's going in my mouth.
I have a few tattoos,
I wouldn't mind, right, I'm getting me half sleeve done at the end of the month, so I'm going to be there for 8 hours.
Really?
And I can't stand needles, Jesus. You know what I mean?
We don't know, like, I don't mind it when it's a tattoo, I feel like.
That's what I'm saying. So
I actually do want to get a tattoo as well.
I'm planning
on getting a tattoo, I don't know when, once I get enough money, because I'm a bit broke at the moment, but I hope I get a tattoo soon.
I got a swine flu job years ago in school, man. Remember that? Years and years ago. I would have been only 14, boys. And she goes, look at that poster on the wall. Looked over and she jabbed it. Yeah, really, but it was only boys. Went down into the yard and I thought it was grand. Not start going, boy. Boom. In the deck like a ton of bricks. And ever since that, I just can't do it. Even when I was getting my COVID jab, I had to be like that. Couldn't look at it or that. I had to look away. I can't see a needle down in my arm. Yeah, I'd sit there with the tattoo needle just going straight at me. Constantly, all over the place.
Well, you think, like, the pain's different though, do you get me?
It's like a sensational pain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a weird pain. It's a lot of adrenaline.
It's addictive as well.
Yeah,
it's an adrenaline.
Remember the Aussie flu? Was there a vaccine for the Aussie flu?
Yeah, I think so. Did that know everyone had to go to school for and all? And the whole school got brought to the nurses and all for that?
Yeah. I remember there was a vaccine. I was a bit... I don't know when exactly. I'm assuming it's the Aussie flu because I was still like before me junior, so I don't remember.
Swine flu, wasn't it?
Not swine flu. Swine flu was primary school for me.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about then, I think.
No, I'm talking about secondary. Few years later, I think it was the Aussie flu.
Everyone has to get that in secondary, don't they?
Secondary, I think so.
No, it's first or second year. That's what we had to do. Every first year in my school has to do that, and the nurses come to the school.
Yeah,
that's what we had.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I remember that. Jesus Christ, the needles scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, probably.
You know what made me even more scared of needles? Because that day, one of the nurses bust one of the lads' veins by accident.
Literally,
the bandage was soaked with blood and all. And I was ashamed.
I don't like needles already.
This absolutely scared me.
This shouldn't have done anyone else.
If I see too much blood, then...
I'm lucky enough never to see that now, but I don't think I'd want it.
It's the worst thing ever.
Like, boy saying a puddle of my little brother's blood fucking had an accident and I'm not messing, boom, hit the deck.
Went pure white
and hit the deck. Even if I see it on the street, I have to look away and
same thing happened with my little brother. I broke his finger by accident. You see the nail, I broke it by accident and blood was pouring over the
glass. Sort of
it was like a murder scene. It was like a murder scene. I felt sick just looking at it. And the smell of urine as well. It was horrible. Took us days to clean out the blood.
Right, one last thing. Did you see the new allegations against McGregor?
He only said that to me on the way in.
Yeah, we were talking about him last week, so I might as well bring it up at the end of this. What do you think of it? I think it's bollocks.
I've seen they're all bollocks.
I think they just go for a famous person.
McGregor's just...
I'm not his biggest fan, right? We had this conversation when me and you done the episode when I was the guest on that, and I was giving him a bit of stick.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest, he's one of the most entertaining blokes I ever watched, you know what I mean? And I was reading...
I'll always back McGregor. I have
my judgment of him, but I will always back him. I'll always be a big fan, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what the thing is about McGregor, he's a scummy prick. But his personality, he's like one of the boys,
His personal life has nothing got to do with us at
Look,
the end of the day.
Forget what he does.
So I put that to the side. I love the cunt.
I know.
In a sense. Do you know what
Forget what he done, right? He's one of the boys, isn't he?
He's a scummy wanker, but he's one of the boys. I don't know. People don't know what I've done in my personal life because it's not in the limelight, you know what I mean? So, of course, anything he does is going to be judged. So it's hard in that sense. I kind of feel for him in that regard. When I seen it yesterday, my mates were like, because I texted him, I was like, the Ultimate Fighter is not that great, is it? No, just getting conversation going about the new episode or whatever. And getting cancelled and all. One of the boys said, I was like, what do you mean getting cancelled? He goes, not see the allegations. He was on about the fight of Chandler and McGregor at the end of the Ultimate Fight. I know the way they're supposed to have a scrap. And I was like, what's he mean by that? And I went and checked and went on to Twitter and I seen the allegations. But then I read into it and it's like, she's not going to the police. She doesn't want money. She doesn't want to press.
Exactly what it is. Yeah.
She doesn't want to press charges. She's going straight to the NBA, Miami Heat, UFC, and Conor McGregor.
See, that's the thing.
She wants settlements.
The press paywall for interviews. So like someone like Ariel Helwani, he wouldn't do it now. You know what I mean? Like him, for example. Like he go up to one and be like, "Oh, here's 10k for like an interview." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what they do. It. You know what
100%.
I mean? And loads of them get cut out.
But I said last night as well, and I fully believe this. There has to be a law in for false accusations now, because people's lives are getting ruined out there. I wanted to touch on this just before I finish. People's lives are getting ruined out there doing 6 and 7. I know 3 people that are doing 7 years over this stuff, false allegations, and they're doing 7 years. So if you're proof that you're faking it, they should be doing at least 6 or 7 years for
you know what they should do, whoever,
you know what I mean? Because it's too easy for a board to just go, "Oh, he was in the toilet with him, but he raped me there," and then you have no proof to say otherwise. Could have just had consensual sex in that toilet, but you have no proof, no leg to stand on, because you're seeing on camera coming out of that toilet with that girl and your DNA is in her because she gave you consent.
I got a few things to say. She said in her statement that the security forced her into the jacks and McGregor was already there in the handicap stall.
But the video,
came out, McGregor took her there himself.
Yeah.
Look, I know he cheated on his missus and all. That's a scummy thing. You don't cheat on your missus,
never. That's one thing I don't agree with, man.
Like, don't do it. Like, Dee's been with him fucking years.
She's done everything. She was there from day one. Like, my missus has done a lot for me. Honest to God, done a lot for me. So, it's like me going and doing that on her. You know what I mean? I just don't if you're not happy with someone or you don't love them the way they love you, just say, "Listen, here, it's easier for all of us to go to our missus and go, here, listen, it's not working.
I'm not
happy with you. We might as well call it off," than go and cheat and then come back to that same missus and hide it from her. It kills you inside trying to hide that. It kills you more trying to lie about it. The guilt that'll kill you. I'm telling you.
You
know what I mean?
I want to comment on that, because I'm lucky. I've never cheated on anyone. That's something I'd never do.
Look,
I'm not the best person around. I've done fucked up shit.
All
made
of us
mistakes.
Have, though. That's the
but one thing
we're
I'll never do
perfect.
In my life is cheat on someone.
You know what I mean?
I set boundaries. I'm a loyal guy. Again, it's a scummy thing what he's done, cheating on his missus and all. But I think he's innocent.
I stand by
McGregor.
100%.
He's definitely innocent. 100%, she's a spoofer. She wants to take his money. And you know what the worst thing is? These bitches ruining men's lives. You ever heard of Eleanor Williams?
No.
Basically, what she's done, right? I talked about it on the podcast not too long ago with John. She's from the UK, right? She accused a couple of South Asian men of rape, right?
Yeah.
She accused them of rape. I think it was a father and son. That they beat her down with a hammer. She was literally had a swollen eye and all. She was fucked up, she said they raped her and all, Turns out, CCTV showed that she basically said they took her to the hotel.
Yeah.
Beat her up, raped her. CCTV showed that she booked the hotel by herself. She was on her own. And then not long after, she bought a fucking hammer.
And done it to herself,
what? Yeah, I'm not even messing.
See, this is the thing, boys. This is why I'm saying.
I don't know how long. I think I could be wrong, because that was a while ago. I think she got 3 years for lying. And these men tried to kill themselves.
Them men
she accused of trying to kill themselves. They got depressed over it.
Yeah, that's an insult to girls that actually experienced.
Yeah, exactly. The ones who actually got raped.
I remember, that's my biggest TikTok on my whole TikTok joke is a joke about Mason Greenwood. It's like 40k views now. You know what I mean? That's huge for someone like me that doesn't do it a lot. But I made it, and like, this is the reason people don't want to come out, because when they come out, yous all say they're lying or whatever. So I stand on both sides. You know what I mean? It's a punch in the face to people that did actually get raped and are going through the mental process. The whole life is ruined.
And then you
have people coming in lying and trying to ruin men's life. Like, as I said, boys, I know people in town, you probably know them, we won't bring her up or nothing, but they're down 7 years for false. Like, this girl went out with lube in her pocket, consensual sex, and they're down 7 years. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking disgraceful. So there has to be more serious laws on that, because if you are 100% proof to be lying, you should be going down for 6 or 7 years. 100%. The same
not
way
six or seven. You know what?
Shouldn't be lenient anyways, because they're definitely ruining someone's life. Their life should be ruined for that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Touching on that, I think the false accuser should serve the sentence your man would have.
That's what I said last night when I used the example. Whatever sentence he was going to get for rape, they should be serving for lying.
Honestly, this world is a fucked up place.
It is, 100%.
Fucked up place, 100%. Yeah, it's a shame we're talking about negativity.
It is, yeah. But listen, it's good to highlight that as well.
Spread the awareness.
Yeah, it's
tell the truth.
It's good to bring her up in conversation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, tell the truth. Yeah, of course. Say it as it is, you know what I mean?
Not everything is happy, you know what I mean? Not everything is going to be bleeding or brighten up your day, but it's going to be doom and gloom here and there as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
100%.
So it's good to talk about that as well, especially for the podcast.
Yeah.
It's good to touch on these serious topics. Yeah. Make a difference, make a change, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the way I see it anyways.
Yeah,
try make a difference on these things. Like, you know what I mean? Try bring awareness or bring the light to it as well. And people want to listen to it because there's people out there probably listening that do experience this stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, totally agree with you.
We'll leave it there, will we?
To be honest, I want to leave it on a high note. This is a damn 50 here. Yeah, it's episode 50. You have to celebrate, you know. Right, you know
get the
mean?
Cake out then. Where's get the cake and all?
Yeah, shame, innit? Yeah. Shame. It's like, yeah, you're totally with the birthday cake. Now we're going to fucking cool stop playing studio.
Not going to talk forever.
We're going to cool stop studio now for the next 8 years.
No, get showing up ever again.
Oh, stop. They're going to go bankrupt in a bit. Then we'll come back and save. I'm only messing. We love you guys, thank you for taking a chance with us and all and letting us use our studio. So we do appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah. We should talk about something just to put it on a high now. It's a big milestone, you know. Yourself.
What's your biggest goal?
Goal? Everyone's goal in this scene, isn't it? Blow up like Balzoni, do you know what I mean? I'm going for more.
Is there a certain place you want to play that it's on your list?
In Dublin.
Or even in the world, doesn't it?
In Dublin, Louis Festival, 100%.
Main stage.
Look, I hate that festival, but what about Longitude?
Longitude, yeah, see the one with that.
Calvin Harris is headlining this year.
It's never usually like that, though.
No, with me awards night on the same night, so I can't even go. I'm fuming, boy.
I'll
imagine seeing Calvin Harris playing Miracle.
Yeah, Leo. I went to see him last year, quality.
I'll be in Egypt. And you know what? I don't really go Longitude anymore because it's just 16.
I went once when I was about 16.
Yeah, listen, you go at 15, 16.
I went 3 years in a row.
Basically, if you go,
and the only reason I went was the first time I went was Stormzy. I only got into Grime, and Stormzy was only actually early on the thing. He wasn't like
I remember he was early on,
right? So we were in mosh pits and all. This was mad.
This was fucking loads of mosh pits there.
And then we had Major Lazer headlining that year, and that was sick, man. All the fireworks and all, party poppers, everything. That was sick. A year later, Stormzy was headlining.
So I'm
going and seeing him headline that whole show, and it was one
of the best shows I ever seen.
Yeah, he's doing choir songs. Do you remember that?
He was wearing the Ireland jersey, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, it was deadly. That's why I went. Like, once you get a good lineup, like, off the
people you want to go and see.
The years I haven't gone, would that reason, there's nobody there that would be like, oh, I'll go just for that. Do you know what I mean?
There's certain
ones that you go and say, right, I'll go through the day along with you just to see him headline at the end of it. Yeah. Or just go late. Don't go fucking as soon as they open. Like.
And you know what the best thing about festivals are? Is that you get to meet new artists, you get to listen
to
new songs.
Yeah, well, look, Longitude had like 5 different things. I know Hannah once was in the Heineken tent.
She had
the place hopping. She's sick deadly up, as well. Up, yeah.
Yeah.
That high on hope for you, is it?
Try to be positive. Well, you know what? Speaking of Longitude, see how we are talking about house about 16-year-olds and all of that? Look, you go in there and now you're
Longitude
a fucking
Longitude is
grandad.
Over 16 though, isn't it?
It always is. You go in there and now at our age, we're like fucking grandads to them.
I'm in the academy for that belt,
I genuinely believed I was the oldest there. I fully believed it, 26, and I felt like I was the oldest one in the whole building. Yeah. And that's going 2 floors because Ella and Jordan was downstairs.
And then Robbie G and Jazzy, I don't think Bissa
was there, but Robbie G and Jazzy was on the main stage. So I was going up and down, so I was all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to be the oldest bloke in this place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm only 26, boys. It's like I'm fucking 30 or 40 and going into a nightclub.
Yeah, like a dad today.
Yeah, I could be as well.
You're like the fuck, you know, the chaperones against Kill Trips and all. Yeah, I like that. That's like festivals are very rare. Is BD happening? Do you reckon?
I don't know. I think they'd announced that.
I wouldn't go to the winter one anyway.
I'm going to try and go to the winter one.
Just wear the tracksuit.
Should go Merge.
Wednesday.
I want to go to the Amsterdam one. What's the name? ADE, is it? I want to try go to that, bro.
Yeah.
My mates were there 3 years ago and he said he'd never experienced that in their life. And that proper rave was like,
do you know what I mean?
And there's another one there. There's one in the mountains as well. What's that? Do you ever see it? It's in the snowy mountains. I can't think of the name.
In the Alps, like I
need to go to
that.
Winter, Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland's on my bucket list. I was talking to me, mate. I thought you have to wait 4 years, but I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was saying, because he goes every year, he was saying, Ross, you go outside the Tomorrowland site, don't buy your tickets through that. You'll get them at an outside site, you know what I mean? The Tomorrowland site, and you get them straight away. And it's a bit cheaper as well than going through the actual longest Tomorrowland.
What one of my main festival destination is? Craigfield.
100%. I was going to go there this year.
I want to go Craigfield. So I don't know if we could go now because holidays and shit like that.
Tomorrowland ADE and that one up in the Alps.
Greenfield's going to fall around my little brother's birthday. So really, I was thinking, it's 24. So I was like, you know what? I might take him there.
Greenfield would be sick.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen because he's going to move to Iceland.
He's
going to move to Iceland. So I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, I get it.
But I'd definitely love to go Greenfield. That's on
me. If we can even go, 100%. We'll go now, brother.
I think that's
wrap
about
that
it,
up there.
That's it. Bye bye, everyone.
Thanks for coming in, Al. Fair play to you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, see you later, guys. Take care.
Peace out. Tell the world, I'd be here, cause me, one freedom, one.